The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. For over 100 years, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a stable and reliable banking partner in our community. Now in our third generation of family ownership, we strive daily to honor the legacy and traditions created by our founder, Mr. Lap Maxey, by providing outstanding service to our customers and the community. While other banks have changed names, consolidated, closed branches, and scaled back services, Citizens Bank and Trust has continued to expand and grow. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and our newest office in Plant City. Whether you prefer to bank in person, online, or on the go, our dedicated team of banking professionals is here to help. I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
On today's podcast, I speak with Tricia Gurr with Marine Supply, the Boating Center. Tricia shares more about growing up in Winter Haven, what it's like operating a 70-year-old family business, the benefits of being located on the chain of lakes, and more. Tricia, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited to have you on. We've been chatting with a few people here on the podcast all about Lakeside Lifestyle this season. Mm-hmm. So I'm obviously very excited to hear more about the Marine Supply and yourself and all that you guys are doing in Winter Haven and have been doing in Winter Haven for quite some time. We'll get into that later on. But if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you came to Winter Haven and kind of your journey to Marine Supply, anything that you want to share that kind of gives us a little bit more detail about who you are, Tricia.
Okay. Thank you. I'm actually born in Winter Haven.
Okay.
And my grandfather actually started Marine Supply in 1952.
Wow.
70 years ago. And so
70 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. During high school, that's where I worked, and we lived on the Chain of Lakes, and so it just was always my lifestyle. So even when I went away to college, I would, like, in my business classes, I would do a marketing piece on Marine Supply. I always thought I could run it better and everything.
That's cool.
So anyway, then I left. I went into the corporate world for over 12 years. And then I got pregnant with my son. I was like, you know, I just kind of want to slow down a little bit or just be near family and not, you know, work 80 hours a week. So anyway, it worked out great. My grandfather's house was for sale, who started the business, and we bought it, and my husband and I moved back to Winter Haven.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you have seen Winter Haven, you know, kind of change over the years. How interesting has that been, you know, to grow up here and now do business here?
I know. It was pretty nice because I graduated from high school in 1990, and I mean, our big restaurant that we would go to is Olive Garden. We were so excited when we finally got to Olive Garden.
That's awesome.
And so obviously it's definitely changed. And it's a great place to raise a family. And that's one reason we came back here instead of being in the city. And we really like it, and we like the knowing so many people here.
Yeah, that is cool. It's a very family-friendly destination. And we feel like kind of Lakeside Lifestyle and family destination kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Because a lot of families are out on the lakes. So, and I'm sure you'll be able to kind of share that with us. So tell us a little bit about Marine Supply. If there's someone who's listening who doesn't really know what you guys are, what you guys do, what services you offer, maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Okay. So thank you. We are definitely Winter Haven's one-stop shop. If you are interested in boating and maybe you don't want to take the plunge and buy a boat, we rent boats. And we rent pontoon boats, and we do that on a daily basis. And so if you're then interested in buying a boat, we can obviously sell you a boat. We sell new boats. We sell used boats. And so in all price ranges, we cover that. And so if you not necessarily have a place to store a boat, we have boat storage. We have high and dry storage.
Oh, wow.
And then we also have regular trailer storage. And, we have a little app, and all you do is push a button saying you want your boat out this time.
Nice.
And then when you walk down to the dock, and there it is. And then when you get back, you just say, I'm back. We put it up for you. No getting an argument with your husband because you're backing into the ramp. It really does cut down a lot of stress for families. And but anyway, so then we also sell accessories, anything you want for your boat. We sell it. We add on for your boat. Like if you want a power pole or new trolling motor, we do all that. And we are certified in engines, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki. So
wow.
We do handle the full gamut in what you need and want to do in boating.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a very long list. I also didn't know you guys had an app.
We do for storage. Really,
well, and it's because I don't own a boat. So, maybe one day. But that's really cool that you have that convenience of that as well.
It does.
And do you guys have a storefront?
Yes. So we have two locations. One of them is on Highway 17. It's kind of across from Wawa and Winter Haven, if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have boat sales.
Okay.
So I bring
oh, yes,
all
I know exactly
new,
where you're talking about now.
And if anybody's driven by there in the last few months, it kind of looks like we're going out of business because it's been so hard. Every boat that came off the trucks were already sold. So
really?
We're
doing well.
We were doing very well. And so now it's starting to catch up, and we are starting to get inventory again, which is great.
Oh, nice.
Because people like a variety when you're looking at a boat. You don't want to just look at the one pontoon.
Right.
So anyway, that's our sales storefront. And then on 717 6th Street Southwest, we have our main store location, we call it. And so that's where we offer. You can walk in the front door if you need parts for your boat, parts for your engine, if you want to bring your boat in for service. And storage and rentals. That's all done on 6th Street Southwest.
And you guys have other things in there too? Because I remember walking in there once and there were like Yeti cups and kind of merch and things like that, right? So those would be in that specific store?
We do. We don't offer Yeti cups anymore. We did really well with them for a long time. And then we were the only ones that would be able to sell like a Yeti pink cup.
Right.
But anyway, then that fad, Yeti actually creates their own colors now. And
right,
anyway, so
we
kind of backed away from that. We just are trying to stick. Like, we will sell you a tube. So your kids can ski behind your boat, like or two behind the boat.
And it's been a minute since I've been in there, so I'm sure there are other things that you guys are selling in there.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
And we sell clothes and like Hook and Costa Del Mar's and stuff like that. So
if you want any lakeside accessories to wear as well, you can go in there too. So that's good to know.
You can.
So earlier, Tricia, you alluded to 70 years in business, which congratulations, because that is incredible. So obviously the company, I would assume, has kind of evolved over the years. So what has that kind of looked like? I mean, you said it was your grandpa, right?
Yes.
What has that kind of looked like watching your grandpa start this business to now you kind of being at the front and center of it all?
It's been really neat. We have actually just purchased, purchased 2 weeks ago. We purchased the building next to us so we could be larger and bigger. And that added 4,500 square feet of buildings. And then we have another acre and a half on the Chain of Lakes in Lake May. So in getting buying the building, we were able to see all this historic footage of what we used to look like and surveys, plans from many years ago. And it really was a small bait and tackle shop. And they had wet storage, and back then you could the city would fill in like a part of our property was actually a canal, and the city filled it in. I can't do that kind of stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a lot of wet storages, so customers would just leave their boats in the water. And so they started out bait and tackle, and then you could keep your boat stored at the docks. And then just over the years, we actually used to own, which is now Twisted Prop. We used to run that restaurant too. And over the years, we just kind of more focused on boating.
Right.
And then My dad and my uncle ran it before I came involved, and my they built two high and dry facilities so we could offer boat storage. Mm-hmm. And then we just started taking on bigger boats and bigger boats. And so, you know, we're not like the coast where we are huge boats, because it's just we try to stay in like that 27 foot or under.
Okay.
Just because of the chain of lakes. Yeah. You want to fit that niche.
Right. So when did you guys get into renting boats?
We've been dabbling in it for years, but I guess we started a separate company to do this. We run it under Marine Supply, but we had a separate company back like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we do really well. There are quite a few rental companies now on the Chain of Lakes,
right?
Which is fine. I mean, that's more the merrier. But we are the only ones to offer actually an automatic Bimini top, because we sell a ton of them. So if you know anything about the Chain of Lakes, you go between the lake, you have to go under a bridge. And especially nowadays, it's water so high. So instead of like getting you and your husband and your kids to help everybody get the Bimini chop down and then pull it back up, because it's, you know, 110 degrees outside, you just push a button and it goes down.
That's amazing.
Push a button and it goes up.
You know what? There's nothing like the sheer panic of, oh, crap, we left the Bimini top up and we're about to go under a bridge. Everybody, hurry. Yes. You know, so we've definitely had that happen a couple times. So you're like, oh, no, you got to hurry and take it down.
Yeah.
So having an automatic one is very nice.
It is. And just our whole staff. I mean, I think almost every one of my customers, or not my customers, every one of my employees owns a boat.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, so anytime you're talking to anybody who works for us, whether it's the boat washer or the parts guys or the dock masters, you know, they own boats. They love boats. So we are able to help our customers so much more that way.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go in and have somebody who actually has the experience, you wouldn't want me working at your store, because I'd be like, I don't know what you're asking me. You know, I'm surprised that I even know what a Bimini top is, to be honest. So, you know, it's nice to have a team that is obviously, you know, fully experienced and ready to help any of the customers that you have coming in. So how is it on the weekends? How many rentals do you guys usually have?
Well, I really only have four boats.
Okay.
And that's plenty, because we also have 240 customers that are in storage that need their boats in and out.
Right.
So it's enough where, you know, it makes, you know, plenty of families happy on the weekends.
Right, and, right. You're staying busy.
We're staying busy.
Yeah.
And we're probably not going to grow any further than that, because we don't need to. And
yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I only have limited dock space, and all my customers that store their boats and pay monthly, they would like to keep their dock space.
So. And we want to keep them happy too,
yes,
I think.
Do.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com. So what would you say, you know, obviously you've lived here in Winter Haven and have been a part of this business for quite some time. So what would you say are kind of some of the benefits of being located here in Winter Haven?
Well, for us, and I know a lot of boat dealers just from the many years of experience, but being on a chain of lakes is so nice. If you have somebody interested in a boat, and they're not really sure, it's like, give me an hour and we'll put you on the water. And so they can just drive it, you know, right in our back door, drive it around the lake. And and that really does help sell so many boats. So that's a benefit, just being on the chain of lakes. I mean, COVID, we thought was going to like crush our business. And we were so lucky that everybody wanted to get out. They wanted to, you know, stay safe and stay with just their family.
Right.
And so really, that was a huge benefit, and we were busier than we ever. Our doors were closed, and we were busier than I've ever been, and
that's
was amazing.
Crazy. You know, I didn't even think about that, because if you go back to think about that time, which I don't really like to do that very often, but you know, you do want to be with your family because those are the people you live in a house with. I mean, you're going to be exposed to them either way.
Right.
But you know, they encouraged, you know, if you're outdoors, you know, that's kind of better. And if you're on a boat just with your family and then, you know, you guys are probably sanitizing the boat after it comes in and all that jazz, then it's a fun way to like get out in nature. I feel like a lot of people took, you know, COVID as an opportunity to be like, let's get outside and enjoy the fresh air and enjoy the Chain of Lakes. I mean, the Chain of Lakes is in our backyard, you know, so you should enjoy it.
Right. And so we were really blessed to have the Chain and then, you know, like the ski shows that are available and then the restaurants. And it was great. And I think it really helped families reconnect with themselves. And it just was an excuse to get out there and enjoy what we sometimes take for granted because we're just too busy or got things to do on the weekends. And
yeah. So. Well, I'm so happy to hear that because I know, you know, some other businesses were worried about getting crushed too, you know, and then you're pleasantly surprised when that is the opposite of what happened. So I'm super glad to hear that that's how it happened for you guys.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about what it's like being a part of a family-owned business. So does that kind of set you guys apart? Have there kind of been challenges that come with that? What's that been like?
Well, we definitely have challenges, and anybody who's been in a family business, I mean, I feel like it sets us apart. A town like Winter Haven has a lot of family businesses, so it's not like we're very unique, but everybody knows. My father's trying to retire slowly, but he still comes into the office most days, and everybody knows my dad, and everybody knows how he's going to treat you, and you just... We have so many customers that feel like they're family. And I think it's sometimes when you're in a family business, it's easier to do that. And obviously there's struggles. But right now, I've had my brother and my husband working with us before. My husband's an engineer. He went back to engineering. And my brother is in the Orange Grove business. But anyway, so now it's really just me and my dad.
Okay.
And so there's not too many family dynamics because he's just – really happy to let me do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's kind of nice.
So, yeah,
I always think to myself when I talk to people who are a part of a family-owned business, I'm like, I just don't know if I could own a business with my sister and my brother.
Right.
Like, I love them, don't get me wrong, and I will hang out with them. But running a business, I mean, it can be challenging to have those personalities rubbing up against each other. So, but that's cool to hear. So it's just you and your dad at this point?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, we get along great.
That's good. That's good when you get
right.
along. I'm sure that makes a big difference. So what about you personally, Tricia? What's your favorite part of the Chain of Lakes?
Personally, it's just getting out there, the fresh air. And it's a shame. I own a lot of boats, and it's a shame how often I'm not on the water. And really just because we're busy and kids are in sports. But It is just getting out there, like the fresh air and the nature. And I mean, I love going to the restaurants, love watching the ski show, but really just kind of getting out there and feeling the sun on you.
Yes.
And just kind of like, and I love, like, since I was a kid, we always had boats and love going through the canals, waving at other boaters.
Yeah.
It's just, you just kind of all feel like you're in this club and you know, you could have a John boat or a raft out there, or you can have a, you know, $150,000 ski boat. But we're all like the same. We all just want to get out there on the water and want to enjoy the sun and skiing or cruising or lounging. Or
it's crazy because you could be doing, I mean, some people are out there doing crazy stunts and whatever, but you could also just sit on a pontoon boat and chill.
Yes.
It's nice to have those options. But I will agree with you. Every time you go through a canal, it's like, you can't not wave at somebody.
I know.
You know,
I
it's
know.
Like a part of the culture, I guess, of being out on the Chain of Lakes.
I know.
So you kind of alluded to this too, and that could be one of your favorite memories. But I kind of want to ask you a question that I didn't write down. But what is kind of your favorite memory of, you know, you said you worked at Marine Supply in high school, and you've been a part of this kind of lakeside lifestyle for obviously a long time. So what's kind of your favorite memory, would you say? Or do you have a favorite memory?
One thing I did enjoy when I came back to Winter Haven and I just decided to help my dad out. I had no idea it was going to be 20 years. And it was very nice. I was able to raise my kids there. So I had a playpen in the back office.
Aww,
and
that's special.
I mean, in the middle of our parts room, we had like bouncy seats for my son. And so Everybody Aww. Knew him when they walk in the door. And anyway, then my daughter came along and I did the same thing. So that really made it worth it to me to just feel safe that my son's there with me and I didn't have to put him in daycare every
yeah.
day.
That just adds to the family business part yeah. of that. Like, you brought your kids and I'm sure they're going to be able to tell you things that they remember from, you know, growing up in that environment. And that's going to be fun, yes. you know, to kind of relive that through them too. Yes. So that's special. So is there anything else coming up this year or in the future for Marine Supply that you kind of want to share or have our listeners know about, anything like that?
There's really just one thing coming up next month is we are actually – we used to do this a while ago before COVID happened, and we're having like a parking lot show. We called it Boat Show, but it's basically just a big sale in the Publix parking lot across from Legoland.
Okay.
And that's going to be October 21st and 22nd weekend.
Okay.
And anyway, there are lots of sales. We'll have tents out there and food and drinks and stuff. So
nice.
Anyway, we haven't been able to have that for so long. First of all, we didn't have the inventory. And also then there was many times we just weren't allowed to do it anymore.
Right.
And so we're going to do that in October. And then every year we have an annual customer appreciation event. And it's just a free event. And we had our big 70th one this year. Unfortunately, it was like the biggest rainstorm
we've ever had.
And that was our 12th year of doing it, and that was the first time
we've ever been
completely rained out.
Aww.
And so anyway, we are going to do hopefully bigger and better next year. So it's going to be in March. It's we call it this year it was our 70th celebration, but next year we'll just call it, it's like our annual spring customer nice. Appreciation event. And so there's Florida Brewery sponsors it. We have all kinds of sponsors, and anybody who's interested in power poles, all the power pole people are there. If you're interested in trolling motor manufacturers are there. There's you know, the Coast Guard's there, the FWC's there, CCA. Anyway, we get a lot of people, and then we have presenters that come, and they talk to you about fishing techniques, or they talk to you about cast netting techniques. And anyway, so that will be in March.
Okay.
And hopefully we can pick a weekend or a Thursday night that won't rain.
Yeah, it could be your 70th redo, kind
yes.
of.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm so sorry that happened. That's unfortunate.
And it was still very successful.
That's good. That's good.
It's just... you know, the fact that a lot of people didn't come because it was pouring.
Man, you know, that's hard. Florida yeah. just never knows what it wants
never
to
knows.
Do. Yeah. Well, is there anything else, Tricia, that you want to share with our podcast listeners that you just want them to be aware of? Anything at all?
No, just, you know, look for our specials. You can find us on Facebook at Marine Supply Boats, and we'll be having plenty of specials coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we
oh,
do
nice.
A lot. We sell Shimano rods and reels, and we do, you know, really like extreme pricing deals
okay.
during the holidays. And so anything we also post on our Facebook, like we'll post something about the water levels or something about an event coming up mm-hmm. on the chain. So anyway, if you just tune in there. We
yeah.
kind of keep everybody updated.
Absolutely. So if you're listening, make sure you go on all your social media platforms, check them out. And if you don't own a boat, that's okay. You can still follow them and rent a boat and definitely check out their stores. They've got some boat accessories and just some regular accessories too that make just being on the lakes very fun and enjoyable. So make sure you follow them on social media. Give them a follow. Support them. Obviously, you know, we're very... fortunate to have businesses like the Marine Supply who've been here for 70 years and are really, you know, making a difference and really enhancing our lakeside lifestyle. So thank you for all that you do, Tricia, and thanks for being on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much.
The Low Payment Kings, powered by the Mahalik Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Mahalik. The Mahalik Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Mahalik Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guest, Trisha Gurr with Marine Supply, the Boating Center. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.